I will go into the altar of God, to God who giveth joy to my youth. We pray that several times during the prayers at the foot of the altar. And it's a beautiful saying, to God who giveth joy to my youth. And we say that just when the priest is about, the priest who is the representative of Christ, just as he is about to ascend the Mount Calvary, to ascend the steps to the altar, which truly is Calvary again. So it is to God that we go, to God who giveth joy to my youth. We say that at the same time that our Lord is going to suffer once more. And we see in the lives of the martyrs, the Roman martyrs in the early church especially, their joy in the face of death. I think it's of St. Cecilia that they say that she went to her death singing in her heart. And then there's another feast, it's March 6th, beautiful feast, one of the greatest stories of the early martyrs. They're actually from Africa, Saints Perpetua and Felicity. And it's said of them that when they were told they would be put to death, they rejoiced at it. And the one who was expecting, it was Saint Felicity, who was expecting a child to be delivered any day, when she heard that she could not be put to death, she begged her God to let her deliver her baby so that she could die a martyr's death. Because in the old Rome, if you were a mother expecting a child, well, even they knew enough, the Romans, as pagan as they were, even they knew enough that it wouldn't be right to put to death a little baby in the womb. And so they wouldn't kill anybody that was expecting a baby. And then St. Felicity, well, her prayers were heard, and she delivered her child, and she was able to die a martyr's death with all of her wonderful companions. But today we have another virgin martyr, a young lady, Dorothy is her name. And it is said of her that on one occasion she was put on the rack, her arms stretched, and the promises were made, as usual, along with the threats. They told her, well, you can either get married, deny your faith, then have a proper and lovely marriage, or if you hold on to your faith, then you'll be put to death. She kept her faith. She wasn't put to death immediately, but they tried in one other way first. They put her with two other ladies that had recently given up their faith. They had apostatized. And so they put St. Dorothy with them in the hopes that they would cause her to lose her faith. Well, after some time, what actually happened is that Dorothy, by her wonderful example, the way she lived, a truly Christ-like life, and the way she spoke about her faith, she ended up converting them back to the Holy Catholic faith. And then Dorothy later on was taken back to the rack, and they beat her face with their fists and put red hot iron plates on her sides. And all the while, her executioners noticed one thing, the joy on her face. To God who giveth joy to my youth. Here we have it again, the joy of the martyrs in the face of their suffering. And the more she suffered, it says, the more joyful she became. And they asked her, why are you so joyful? How can you be so joyful at a time like this? And the answer was, as you expected, that she was suffering for her God. And at last, when it was finally told her that now they would end her life, that she would die and shed her blood, then she kept saying to herself, blessed be thou, my God, because she knew that she would then soon see her God in paradise. But there's one other part to this story. It's very fascinating. Maybe you all know it already, that there was this one man who was hired by the Romans. His name was Theophilus, and he was hired as he was a lawyer, and he was hired to calumniate the Christians, to persecute them. so that they could, the Romans would subject them to death. Well, Theophilus came to this as well and mocked Dorothy for her hope to go to paradise. And Theophilus looked at her and laughing and mocking said to her, well, why don't you send me some roses and some apples from your paradise that you'll go to? Well, when St. Dorothy was taken, dragged to her place of execution, it says that all of a sudden a little child appeared with a basket full of apples and roses. And St. Dorothy looked at the child and said, go take those to Theophilus. And at that very moment, St. Dorothy died, and her soul flew to heaven. And the little boy, who was actually an angel from heaven, took the apples and the roses to Theophilus and let them fall at his feet. And it says that at that moment, Theophilus converted and later died for the faith. What is it, though, that causes all of this joy in the martyrs? They could be in the face of death. They would see the leopards or the lions staring them down before devouring them. They would see the axe or the sword pointed at their throat and were joyful. But you and I, when we have our normal crosses, just our daily little crosses, we lose everything. We lose our composure and we commit sin. Well, it's simple. They loved. That was a point that Bishop Dolan kept hitting on in the seminary retreat this past week, 2 weeks ago actually, that there's a saying of, I think it's St. Philip Neri, love and then do what you will. All of the actions of the saints were actually expressions of their love. They had to do it. Just like you and I, if we stub our toe on something, we have to let out a curse word or this or that or some form of impatience. The saints were not that way. What was a relief to them was to somehow or another have some outlet, some way to show their love for our Lord. And that's why they were so joyful. It was yet another opportunity for them. You and I need to pray for that, to pray for that outlook on everything that happens to us. And remember this too, that St. Dorothy was so joyful because she knew in just a moment when that death blow would be given to her, she would be face to face with God for all eternity. She had that great desire to see our Lord. This is one thing that we should remember. We so often forget that we must have heavenly desires here on earth. And we should every day pray for it. How often do you pray for that? To actually desire more and more heavenly things. I don't think too many of us remember to pray for that, but we should, because unless first we desire something, we'll never attain it. Just like a child, he first has to conceive in his little mind a desire for ice cream before he goes to the freezer to get some. And so also in the supernatural order, if we don't desire heaven, we'll never get there. And if we don't have a fervent desire, then we'll never become a saint. We must have fervent heavenly desires here in our soul if we're ever to become saints one day. So let's pray today to St. Dorothy and pray before her king. That's who she died for, sitting there in the tabernacle. Pray today for these heavenly desires to not only be there just sort of smoking, but burning. It should be a fire that's almost out of control, this burning desire for heaven and for God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.